excerpts of interviews recorded by Sue Anderson and Marianne Hamilton for the Roads and Traffic Authority's Oral History, Road Location and Design. The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent in whole or in part the position of the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority. Surveyors, draftsmen and engineers have undertaken road location and design since the first days of the colony of New South Wales. In those early days, roads provided essential links for transport and communications between isolated pioneering settlements. Since then, surveyors and designers have remained in a firm partnership in the development of the state's roads. This oral history documents the experience of a number of surveyors and designers who have been integral to the development of the road network. The surveyor plays a critical role in the location and design of roads. After an initial location is made, the route needs to be surveyed to recall all the features of the landscape along the route. John Gillies, retired survey manager GEA Systems, joined the DMR as a trainee surveyor in 1966. Peter Cooper joined over a decade earlier. Both give us an insight into surveying.
As a boundary surveyor, you're always working with those that have gone before you. You're always working with plans, and it's always got the surveyor. It's always got the surveyor's full name. And so you feel as if you're working on a first-name basis with all those that have gone before you. You're working with all these plans of surveys that have occurred over the area you're interested in. What you're looking for is any survey marks, connecting them all up with your own survey, and from those marks, or there may not be marks, there may only be fences, you end up trying to fit it all together, a bit like a jigsaw puzzle, to define or redefine all those boundaries. I count myself fairly lucky, privileged, that my period as a surveyor seems to have covered the technology of nearly two centuries, but all in one lot of 40 years surveying. Because when I started, we used the odd lights for measuring angles and we used steel bands for measuring distances. The steel bands were usually in a canvas winder, sometimes leather for fancy ones. So part of the skill in those days of being a surveyor, or more likely a field hand, was your ability and speed at winding up a steel band so it was tight and firm and you didn't break it. That progressed through to using EDM, which is stands for electronic distance measuring, which uses a light beam. It's transmitted from the instrument to a reflector, and the little black box computes the distance through to GPS, or global positioning system, which using satellites, very sophisticated GPS receivers and very fancy software, can measure distances to very high accuracy.
We left Grafton and headed up the Gibraltar Range road was being built from Glen Innes to Grafton, and we were pegging the mountain winding section up on Gibraltar Range. This was sort of jungle country, very difficult stuff, and we employed an axeman to get rid of the bigger trees, and used a bit of imagination sometimes in the measurements, and they still managed to build the road later on. So we lived in a tin shed at the bottom of McKee Spur. I can remember we received 4 and tuppence per day camping allowance to cover our food. We had to carry everything in, and we lived like kings on shot ducks and pigeons and turkeys, and cooked these in a camp oven, and that's what we lived on.
Conditions like those Peter's just described were a thing of the past by the time Stuart Amery, an engineering surveyor, joined the DMR in the early 1970s.
And the helicopter pilot was a very, very good pilot. Yeah. He was amazing. He gave a few people a few scares. I've heard stories of people flying back in fog following the highway from different places. And that's all they could see was the road.
Helicopter access is now considered too expensive, and access to remote areas is usually gained by road. Stuart is currently involved in a survey being conducted to redefine the boundary of the main road through the Kosciuszko National Park.
The whole project is to define where the road is in the national park, and they're going to do that through photogrammetry. And our role in this is to control the photogrammetry and get the major survey marks in the area controlled and coordinated. And the photogrammetrist can plot where the road is off the photographs, and the Special Act of Parliament will determine where the boundaries of the road are by spatial coordinates. Yeah, we've had a couple of trips. We had one just before Christmas and another one a week ago. And it's a nice place to work. And spent about probably half a day on top of Mount Kosciuszko, which was very nice, taking GPS measurements. By the look of it, the height of Kosciuszko is out a little bit. Only by 0.1 of a metre, that's all.